4,000 could die building Qatar World Cup. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. An organization called the International Trade Union Confederation, ITUC, looked at the working conditions of builders in Qatar. It is worried about the workers. It said they receive very low pay and their work is very dangerous. Sometimes employers do not give the workers their salary. The construction companies take away the workers' passports. The men do not get free drinking water, even though they work in temperatures of up to 50 degrees Celsius. Nepal's embassy in Qatar's capital city, Doha, said 44 Nepalese workers died in 2 months this summer. Most of the men died from heart attacks or workplace accidents. The ITUC say that up to 4,000 workers could die before the World Cup starts in 2022. Many people are shocked about the treatment of workers in Qatar. The ITUC said that what is happening at the World Cup building sites is like modern-day slavery. The Nepalese ambassador to Qatar, Maya Kumari Sharma, said that the country was like an open jail for workers. Aidan McQuaid, director of Anti-Slavery International, said the World Cup is being built using slave labor. Qatar's government also said it was shocked. A spokesperson said, "There is no excuse for any worker in Qatar to be treated in this manner. The health, safety, well-being, and dignity of every worker that contributes to staging the 2022 FIFA World Cup is of the utmost importance." This is Kin Demery reporting from Istanbul, Turkey.